ربنا خالصة لوجهه. I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intention. قبل ما نبلش بدي بس الفت النظر لشغله صغيره متعلقه بالقصه اللي قالها الحاج حفظه الله. الوحشي يعني ابتعاده عن نظر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استحياء يعني بس حتى ما الواحد منا يستعجل بالقياس بهالموضع هذا، لأنه في مرة حدا حكاني بهالموضوع من بين أخواننا كأنه استعجل بالقياس على هالقصة. هو وحشي كان في نفسه يعني من حيث هو عنده ما لا يرضى من التصرفات حتى فيما بعد، يعني حتى يقال بأنه كان كثيرا يعني مات وهو سكران. بس عم أقول هالكلام لأمل، لأنه يعني I want to mention only one remark pertaining to the story which Hajj al-Latif mentioned, that Wahshi and later it's not narrated from him that he became a pious Muslim, even to an extent that it was narrated that he died while he was drunk. So he wouldn't, and if someone tries to draw similarity in a wrong context between his story and something which he would mean during his life, and one of the brothers once mentioned something about that story, I remember that's why I'm giving this remark. Just that, Allah yubarik fikum. I know it's not clear, but yani, one day you'll know what I mean. You'll remember my statement if you pass through the same situation. طيب مين بدي يسمع لنا؟ طيب تفضل. من الأول.
فكل واحد أتى حده أو ظروفه الصحية ومصرفه نعبه ولم يشكر أو يعني إذا أكون ضابط عن يده معتمد في تسديد ونقله الحسن المعروف ثم غدر
الله فيك. يا استاذ بتكمل اذا بتريد. قائمة بارك الله فيك. مين من الأول برجع سمير تفضل. بارك الله فيك. وائل لا كمل. والمسند المتصل الاسناد من راويه لهون حافظ وليد بلشت تقصر بالحفظ. مثل أما كذاك ذاك قد بارك الله فيك. بارك الله فيك. شو يا أكرم من الأول بارك الله فيك. قل ما على بارك الله فيك. بلكي الله يبارك فيكم هيك نشد همتكم شوي بالحفظ منشان انا تبقى همتي قوية بالشرح. الله يكرمكم بليز تراي يعني تحط مور افورت اما موبايل. طيب كنا تكلمنا امس عن انواع الحديث الثلاثة عن حد الحديث الصحيح والحسن والضعيف. Yesterday we talked about the definition of the three types of hadith: صحيح, حسن, and ضعيف. ذكرنا أن هذه الأحاديث مراتب. ما هيك؟ We mentioned that there are several levels for those types. حتى الصحيح مراتب. Even within one type, which is the صحيح, for example, there are several levels. Several different levels. مين بيذكر لي نوعين كبار؟ Who mentioned to me the two main parts of صحيح لذاته وصحيح لغيره. That's correct. One type is صحيح for itself, and the other type is صحيح for other than itself. مين بيعطيني الفرق بينهما باختصار؟ Who would give me the difference between them very briefly? من بسمع؟ هذا تعريف. بدي باختصار أكثر هيك. الفرق بيناتهم باختصار بين الصحيح لذاته والصحيح لغيره. أيوة. باختصار. هي تقريبا بدي أوضح. حتى يصنف حتى يعتبر صحيحا. يحتاج إلى عاضد حتى هذا هو. الصحيح لذاته من حيث ذاته من غير أي حاجة إلى عاضد من غير اعتبار لأي عاضد يحكم عليه بالصحة. أما الصحيح لغيره فلا يحكم عليه بالصحة إلا مع اعتبار العاضد. The hadith which is صحيح for itself is classified as such regardless to any other narration. It does not need anything to fortify it, so it would be judged as صحيح. As for the hadith classified as صحيح for other than itself, it is not classified as صحيح except with taking in consideration another thing that fortifies it, usually one or more other narrations. طيب والحسن إلى كم قسم يقسم أيضا؟ Also to how many? الحسن حديث is divided into two big types. Which are, شو هني؟ قسمان. نعم. كمان حسن لذاته وحسن لغيره. شو الفرق يا أكرم؟ What's the difference between both of them? نفس الشيء. بس اللي إياها. اللي إياها هيك بعبارة مرتبة صحيح بس ضبط لي العبارة. الحسن لذاته لا يحتاج إلى عاضد حتى يحكم عليه بالحسن. حتى يرتقي إلى درجة الحسن. مظبوط. the hadith which is hasan for itself is judged as such, is classified as such without any need, regardless of any other narrations or thing that fortifies it. As for the hasan for other than itself, it is not judged, classified as hasan, except with taking in consideration something that supports it. Usually, other narrations that fortify this hadith. One or more narrations that fortify this hadith. أما الضعيف فسنذكر بعض أنواعه إن شاء الله. As for the weak hadith, we are going to mention several types of it later. طيب مين بيعطينا حديث من حيث ذاته لا يحكم له بالحسن لكن تقوى بغيره فارتفع إلى درجة الحسن لغيره. Who knows a hadith which, as far as itself is concerned, it would be classified as a weak one, but because it got fortified by other narrations, it became hasan for other than itself. لا غير هيدا. انا امبارح قلت هذا الحديث ما عم بقول عنه ضعيف، عم بعطي مثال كنت عن الشاهد. ما عم بس هيدا عم قول هيدا منه ضعيف، هذا بالاصل حتى من حيث ذاته قوي، هذا رواه مسلم. مين بيعرف؟
النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام
خلينا نحكي بغيره، لأنه هذا تقوى بعمل الأمة به. ما بدي فوت على قلبي. أنا عم أقول تقوى برواية أو روايات. نعم. هذا حديث طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. is classified as حسن for other than itself. شو كمان؟ نعم. ما عم بسمع. ايه. هذا ما بعرفه حاجة، كنت نسيته لكن هلأ وبابا يحبوي عنك عني. ايه نعم تذكرت، بارك الله فيك. بس بدي شي واحد اعرف اشرح كيف بيصير حسن لغيري. طيب انا لح لكم الحديث اللي بتعرفوه كلكم، من زار قبري وجبت له شفاعتي. The hadith which maybe all of you know it. من زار قبري وجبت له شفاعتي. Which means the one who visits my grave deserves my intercession on the day of judgment. هذا الحديث روية من عدة طرق، كل واحد منها على حدة لا يحكم له بالحسن بالقوة. This hadith is narrated from different narrations and each narration considered a part would not be classified as a strong narration. لكن بسبب تعدد الطرق زال الضعف الذي زال الضعف من الحديث والتقى بسبب تعدد الطرق وبسبب الشواهد أيضا زال الضعف من الحديث فارتقى إلى درجة الحسن. But because this hadith is narrated from different ways, from different narrations, those narrations supported one another in a way that this hadith is judged as hasan for other than itself, is lifted to the level of hasan for other than itself. Also because this hadith was certified by other strong hadith which supports its meaning. مثل شو الشواهد؟ مين بيتذكر شاهد لهذا الحديث؟ الشاهد مذكرين شو هو؟ حديث آخر يدل على صحة معنى الحديث الأول، يشهد له. You remember what I'm asking, who knows another hadith that supports this one? Another one, not another narration for the same hadith, for the same text. No, another text. But that supports this first one. إيه؟ كمل. من جاءني زائرا لا تنزعه حاجة إلا زيارتي كنت شفيعا أو شاهدا له يوم القيامة. من جاءني زائرا لا تنزعه حاجة إلا زيارتي كنت شاهدا أو شفيعا له يوم القيامة. كنت شاهدا أو شفيعا له يوم القيامة. هذا الحديث رواه ابن السكن وصححه، وهو يشهد كما هو ظاهر لمعنى الحديث الآخر. An example of that is the hadith narrated by Ibn al-Sakan, and classified as well by him to be a sahih hadith, which is من جاءني زائرا لا تعمله حاجة لا تنزعه حاجة إلا زيارتي كنت شاهدا أو شفيعا له يوم القيامة. Which means the one who comes to visit me and this is his only purpose from coming, to the grave of the Prophet, that is, this is the only motive, the only thing that motivates motivated him to come and visit me. I will testify for him, or I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. I have a shak min al-rawi, this hesitating, this hesitation, this doubt is because of the narrator. One of the narrators had doubt. What did the Prophet said? What did the Prophet say? Did he say he will testify for him, or he will intercede for him? So that's why it's not from the Prophet. هو هذا الحافظ ابن السكن صححه درجته درجة الصحيح أصدق كمان غير يكون شاهدا له أحيانا يشد كلا الحديثين حديثان يشد أحدهما الآخر sometimes two hadith each one would support the other. Yes, you can have that. طيب هلا بقي امر حتى يكون واضحا عندنا تعريف الحديث الصحيح. There is still one thing I want to mention it, so it would be very clear for all of us. What does it mean, or the definition of a sahih hadith? And as a result, the definition of the hasan and the weak one. نحن قلنا يشترط حتى يكون الحديث صحيحا بإجماع المحدثين على حسب الشروط التي لا يختلف فيها المحدثون أن يكون الحديث متصلا بالسماع. If you remember, we said that for a hadith to be classified as صحيح according to the scales of all the scholars of hadith, that this hadith needs to be narrated in a way that each one among the narrators took it from the other by hearing it. Isn't it the case? إذا ينفع هنا أن نذكر بعض أنواع التحمل الأخرى حتى يميز الإنسان بين هذه الحال وبين باقي الحالات. So it is beneficial here, I think, to mention some other type of acquiring a hadith, so one can discriminate in a good way between acquiring it, relying on hearing it, and other ways of acquiring a hadith. من حيث الإجمال هناك ثماني طرق للتحمل. In general, there are 8 different methods to acquire a hadith. 8 different methods to acquire a hadith. الطريق الأول السماع من الشيخ. The first method is to hear the hadith from the mouth of the sheikh. الشيخ يروي الحديث والطالب يسمع. So the sheikh narrates the hadith with its chain of narrators, And the seeker, the student, is healing. هذا أعلى الطرق وأقواها. This is the strongest way to acquire a hadith, to hear it from the sheikh. سواء كان الشيخ يلقي من حفظه أو يقرأ في كتابه. Whether the sheikh was narrating, relying on his memory, or reading from his book. الطريق الثاني هو أن يقرأ هو على الشيخ والشيخ متيقن غير نائم مثلا. The second method is for the student to read while his sheikh is listening, without having the sheikh's mind occupied with another thing. هذا يقال له القراءة على الشيخ. This is called to read the hadith on the sheikh. وقد يقرأ غيرك على الشيخ والشيخ يسمع في حضورك. هذا أيضا معتبر. This is a way of acquiring the hadith, whether you were the one who is reciting on the sheikh or another person was reciting on the sheikh, was reading on the sheikh while you were in the session listening. وكما تلاحظون هذان القسمان يعتمدان على ايش؟ على السماع. And as you can clearly notice, those two types rely on hearing. القسم الثالث هو الإجازة. The third type of acquiring a hadith is the إجازة. بأن يجيز الشيخ الطالب بكتاب أو بحديث أو بعدة كتب أو بكل ما يروي. Which means for the sheikh to authorize the student to narrate from him one hadith, a specific hadith, a specific book, several books, or even all what the Shaykh narrates. وكما تلاحظون الإجازة لا تعتمد على السماع. And as you can notice, the إجازة does not rely on hearing the hadith from the Shaykh. فإن حصل الطالب نسخة معتمدة مما أجيز به جاز له أن يرويه عن ذلك الشيخ. So if in this case, if the student acquired a reliable copy of the amount which his sheikh authorized him to narrate, then it is permissible for him to narrate it from the route of this sheikh. بحاجة ما بحاجة. لصحة الإجازة ليست شرطا، أما حتى يروي إذا لم يعرف الإسناد لا يستطيع أن يروي. For this authorization to be valid, it is not a condition to know the chain of the shaykh. Even he can authorize someone else without knowing the chain. But to narrate a hadith with its chain from the route of this shaykh, he needs then to know what? To know the chain and to have a reliable copy. حتى يروي الشخص عن الشيخ بالإجازة لا بد من أن يحصل نسخة معتمدة مما أجيز به. أما معرفته لإسناد الشيخ فهي شرط أيضا حتى يروي بالإسناد من طريق الشيخ. إن لم يعرف إسناد الشيخ كيف يروي بإسناده؟ لكن ليست شرطا لصحة الإجازة. الرابع المناولة. The fourth type is to handle the student something, a book, a hadith, or several books. يعني أن يناول الشيخ الطالب كتابا أو أكثر، حديثا أو أكثر، من غير أن يقول له ارويه عني أو أجزتك أن ترويه عني. The fourth type, as we mentioned, is for the sheikh to give, to handle the student a book or several books, or one hadith, or several hadith, without telling him, narrate this from me, from my route, or I authorize you to narrate it from my route, without telling him that. فإذا اقترنت بالإجازة فهي أعلى أنواع الإجازة مطلقا. Now if the sheikh gives the book to the student and with that authorizes him to narrate it from him, so he authorizes the student and gives him the book which he is authorizing him to narrate, telling him this is my narration, then this is the highest level of ijazah. The fifth type is just to tell the student, to let him know that this is the narration of the sheikh. The sheikh simply tells him, this is what I narrate, for example, from so and so, without giving it to him and without authorizing him to narrate. In Arabic we call that إعلام. إعلام taken from علم, to let him know. النوع السادس الإعلام. هذا الخامس. هذا الخامس. طيب النوع الخامس الإعلام، وهو أن يعلم الشيخ الطالب أن هذه روايتي عن فلان، يعني قد يقال بفرجيها من بعيد، من غير أن يناوله إياها ومن غير أن يجيزه بها، فقط يعلمه. النوع السادس المكاتبة، وهو أن يكتب إليه بمسموعه، بما سمعه، بما يرويه، يكتب له سواء كان غائبا أو حاضرا، يكتب له. The fifth type is for the Shaykh to write his narration and give it to a person in his presence, or to someone, or send it to someone who is not in his session. In Arabic we call it mukataba. وهي في القوة كالإجازة المقرونة بالمناولة. And it is as strong as the authorization accompanied with giving the book to the student. But النوع نعم لا لو لم تكن مقرونة بالإجازة، المكاتبة بقوة الإجازة المقرونة بالمناولة. أقوى من مجرد الإعلام. This type is stronger, of course, than just letting the student know that this is the Shaykh's narration. النوع السابع هو الوصية. The seventh type is to acquire a hadith by a will. وذلك بأن يوصي الشخص أنه بعد موته أو سفره يروي عنه فلان كذا. Which means that the Shaykh makes a will, says it, there is no need to write it, that I authorize this person, so and so, to narrate this hadith or this book or those books or those hadith from my route after I travel or after I die. هذه يقال لها الوصية. This is called to narrate الأسبوع أول. والنوع الثامن هو الوجادة. The eighth type is called in Arabic الوجادة. الوجادة يعني أن يقف على أن يجد أحاديث بخط راويها فيقول وجدت بخط فلان كذا وكذا يروي بهذا الطريق. الوجادة means to find one or more hadith written by the hand of the sheikh, of the one who narrates them. Then this person would narrate this hadith, the one who finds that, may narrate those hadith by saying, I found written by so and so that he narrates from so and so, etc. All the like. كما تلاحظون هذه الأقسام الثمانية أعلاها إيش؟ القسمان الأولان. As you can notice, those eight different types of acquiring hadith do not have the same level and strength. Rather, the first two are the strongest among them. مثلا المعتمد أنه بمجرد الإعلام ليس للراوي أن يروي عن الشيخ. For example, if the sheikh just tells the student, this is my narration from so and so, he shows him the copy, the student is not allowed to narrate this copy from the sheikh. We are talking about narrating, eh? We are not talking about applying the hadith which it contains. We are talking about narrating.
You can apply, but you can't.
I don't want to go through all those details. Means that, understand? It's a correct saying about this issue that if the hadith has a sahih chain, then you apply it, but you don't narrate from the sheikh this hadith, although you apply it. الصحيح في الإعلام أنه إن صح سند الحديث يعمل به لكن لا يرويه من طريق هذا الشيخ بمجرد الإعلام.
السماع يروي بغير إجازة؟
بالسماع لا يحتاج إلى إجازة. If a person hears a hadith or reads a hadith from the sheikh, he does not need an authorization to narrate this hadith. He does not need. I read in a book about An-Nasa'i that one time, for something, one sheikh didn't want him to hear from him. he said, that's it. If you are in the session, I will not narrate anything. So he went out. Then he used to wait until the people gather in the session of that sheikh. Then he would come back later. He would enter late and like wrapping his face in a way that the sheikh wouldn't know that this is al-Nasai, and he would sit in the back to acquire that knowledge, subhanAllah, from him. So that was known, because later when he narrated some hadith from him, a person said, how did he hear that? That sheikh didn't want him to attend the session, so al-Nasai was pushed to uncover this issue. So you don't need an authorization.
Which of these resistance would satisfy the requirements for the chain to be more
popular? The first two. The first two are considered. You know why? It's because like this, those are the most, this is the strongest way to acquire a hadith. That's why. They said, some of them, even the ijaza, they didn't consider it a reliable way to narrate a hadith. Even the ijaza. Although most of the later, especially the later ones, accept it and go by it. But still, some didn't accept it as a reliable way to narrate a hadith. They said, had it been reliable, then why all the scholars and the who were before us used to travel even to hear one hadith? Then there would be no need for that. They said things. This is one among what they said. So it's not a case of consensus.
So when we define the mufassil, that the person heard the hadith,
The first two. Although the first one has a higher rank. To hear it from the sheikh has also a higher rank, because you are more sure that the sheikh is not thinking about something else, that he is concentrating on what he's saying. As when you are reading on him, although this is the apparent matter, so you don't need to be very strict on this issue, very tight on this issue. But still, you can notice that the first case, you are more sure about the concentration of the sheikh on what he's saying.
So do we say that for any of the remaining ways that the hadith is seen by that ground are not complete, because the same is
I don't want to go until that point. I didn't hear a statement which is as explicit as the one you are saying. Sometimes they say something, a rule, and then later you discover that there is an exception for that rule which they didn't tell you about it. The scholars didn't tell you about it in the first step, when they teach you the first step. So if you want me to make such an explicit statement, I need to ask about it before saying yes or no. But what I heard, that for a hadith to be considered sahih according to the scales of all the scholars of hadith, such a hadith needs to fulfill five requirements, which are to be narrated through a continuous chain of narrators, for each narrator to be trustworthy and upright for each narrator to be beloved, that he can convey what he acquired, recall what he acquired, and conveys it, and convey it in a perfect way, for the hadith to be clear from ashudud, and for the hadith to be clear from an effective defect. This is what I know about it. Just I wanted you to take an idea, to have an idea, that there are other ways to acquire the hadith, other than ways which are not, which do not rely on hearing.
Three
and five, what's the third one? Okay, three is for the Shaykh to authorize the student to narrate one or more hadith without the student hearing them from the Shaykh or reading them on the Shaykh. The fifth is only for the Shaykh to let the student know that this is what he narrates from so and so, or from those people, or those are his narrations, etc., without authorizing him to narrate that and without handing him the copy. لا تحتاج الوصية ليس شرطا الكتابة فيها. To make a will that let this person narrate this from me after I travel or after I die does not need to be written. It's not a condition for it to be written, so it would be valid. It's enough that the Shaykh said. Just like the will which the person needs to make when other people, when he has to pay debts to other people, there is no need for it to be written. This does not apply only for the hadith. This involves other types of knowledge also. There are details in what pertains to that. But in general, this involves other types of knowledge. Why? Hey. حسب ما بيعمل. شو يعني كتب بس الأختين؟
بالكتاب
شو كتب لي مثلا؟ ما عندي فهم ابو احمد يمكن يكتب له يبعث له مكتوب يكتب له فيه حدثني فلان حدثني فلان حدثني فلان يمكن يبعث له مكتوب يكتب له فيه أنا أروي صحيح البخاري عن فلان عن فلان عن فلان يعني يمكن يبعث له مكتوب بحديث يمكن يبعث له بكتاب يمكن يقول له أنا أروي كل ما يرويه فلان. When someone writes to another person what he narrates, he might write to him, send a letter to him saying so and so told me that so and so told him that so and so told him that so and so told him and so on until reaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then mentioning the hadith from the Prophet. Or he might write to him, I narrate al-Bukhari, all the sahih of al-Bukhari, from so and so, from so and so, from so and so, until reaching al-Bukhari. Or he might write to him, I narrate all what I narrate from this sheikh, from so and so, all what he narrates, all the like, it depends on what the person wants. Aywa.
If, for example, Sheikh Abdullah is giving a class, and he recites a hadith without the senate, just the method, and one of the students heard him, is that come under any one of these things?
No, this is not narrating with a chain of narrators. This is something else. Yeah, this goes under hearing from the sheikh. But you'll hear it. This is called maqtu'ah. This is a disconnected chain. So this goes under a da'if chain, a weak chain. If you want to rely just on that. انتم تفصلوا كثير يعني ما هو منه انا بس حبيت اعطيكم له ان يروي يقول اي كتاب مطبوع
حديث الذي سمعه من الشيخ وجده في احد كتب وجد سماعه
وبعدين
هل يرويني بسبب موجود الكتاب
عن مين؟
سمعه من الشيخ
على راسه شخص سمع الشيخ عبد الله يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة بعدين
ثم وجد الحديث في أحد فيها السند
وجد الحديث بإسناده في البخاري
فهل له أن يسنده ثم يقول سمعته من الشيخ
يسنده كيف يعني كيف يسنده؟
على حسب ما وجده.
شو بيقول يعني؟ شو بيقول؟ شو بيكون يعني؟ وجدت في كتاب البخاري أن البخاري يرويه عن فلان عن فلان عن فلان. وبعدين وجد بنسخة هيك وبعدين.
هل له أن يقول مثلا هذا الحديث صحيح أو حسن أو غيره معتمد على سماعه من الشيخ
ما تعجل خليني تشغل مشكلة Let's go one step by step. I wanted just to let you لأنه هذا بجبنا بتفاصيل كثيرة Let's just go one step by step. Let's go step by step. بس حبيت أنا إنه تعرفوا هالأمل هيدا إنه في عدة أنواع للتحمل. Just I wanted you to know that there are different ways to acquire a habit. إذا حدا عنده سؤال على هالموضوع يسأل إذا في شيء ما فهمه حتى أقول كلمتين بعد ونختم الدرس. So if anyone has a question. About this topic, something which he did not understand, so please ask about that. Ayo, Shah.
Allah al-Tabdi'i, I'm not sure if he's a man.
But do you have any other questions about what we said, understanding what we said? سنده يعمل به لكن لا يروي الطالب بذلك الحديث بعد في شيء واحد أحب أن أذكره There is still one thing I want to mention in this class there is still one thing I want to mention in this class وهو أن الصحيح أي والحسن ينقسم أيضا إلى قسمين قسم يوجب العلم القطعي اليقيني وهو الحديث المتواتر
وقسم لا يوجب العلم القطعي اليقيني وإن وجب العمل به، وهو حديث الآحاد. From another aspect, the strong hadith are divided into two categories. One category contains the hadith which implies a definite and certain knowledge. A definite knowledge which is 100% certain that the Prophet said it, which is the mutawatir hadith. And the other type, the other category, contains the hadith called ahad, which does not imply a 100% certain knowledge that the Prophet said that, although, even though, in the cases when you have to apply those hadith, even in the cases when you are obligated to apply those hadith. هذا مثل الشهادة عند القاضي للتقريب. إذا شهد شاهدان عدلان عند القاضي أن فلانا قتل فلانا، القاضي يقتص منه، يحكم بالقصاص، ما هيك؟ مع أن الشاهدين وإن كانا عدلين يجوز عليهما الخطأ، بل قد يكونا يعني حيث الاحتمال الجواز العقلي قد يكونا كذبا في هذه المرة، لكن القاضي يحكم بالظاهر، وهكذا في أم الحديث. To make it close to the understanding, more close to our understanding, let me say this is similar to the case of the testimony before the judge. If two upright, trustworthy people testify before the judge that fully, that Muslim, then the judge would order to kill the accused person, although mentally it is permissible that those two people committed a mistake. Moreover, it is mentally permissible that at that time they lied. But still, the judge goes according to the apparent method. Likewise, we go with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet used to send one person to teach a whole tribe the matters of the religion, and had such a narration not be reliable, the Prophet would have not done it, because it would be none without any benefit. فمع أن حديثا مع أن الحديث المروي من طريق مالك عن نافع عن ابن عمر الذي يعتبر في أعلى مراتب الرواية في القوة، يستبعد جدا 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 أن يكون دخله خطأ من أحد الرواة، مع ذلك لا يحكم له بأنه يفيد العلم القطعي اليقيني بأن النبي قال ذلك، إنما يفيد غلبة الظن، بخلاف المتواتر، لأنه وإن كان مالك ونافع وابن عمر من كبار الأئمة في الزهد والتقوى والورع والحفظ والمعرفة إلى آخره، إلا أنهم ليسوا معصومين من الخطأ في الرواية، فكيف يحكم بأن ما رووه مقطوع له بالصحة اليقينية؟ So even if a hadith is narrated through the chain of Malik, from Nafi', from Ibn Umar, from the Prophet, which is among the most strong chains, even Al-Bukhari said this is the strongest chain, but still, and although Malik, Nafi' and Ibn Umar are among the great imams, which were very, very upright, very pious, very trustworthy, very, very knowledgeable, but still they are not impeccable with mistakes. So a person who is not impeccable with mistakes, how are you going to say about what he narrates that it is 100% certain? You cannot. As for the mutawatir hadith, as with the mutawatir hadith, you say that. لذلك لما نقول عن الإنسان كمل حفظه ليس معناه لم يخطئ أبدا، إنما معناه خطأه نادر في الرواية. So going back to the criteria of the صحيح حديث, when we said that each narrator has to have the ability to recall perfectly what he acquired, it was not meant by that each one of them did not commit any mistake in narrating the hadith. Rather, it means he rarely did that. He rarely did that. يعني even البخاري should be able to commit a mistake in narrating the hadith. Even البخاري, which is maybe instead of mentioning one person, he mentioned another person. That's it. This is Al-Bukhari, who is very, very, very famous, because he is not impeccable. So how are we going to judge a hadith narrated by this way to be certain 100%? We cannot. خلونا نوقف هون. Let's stop here today. والله أعلم. إذا كان حد عنده سؤال تفضلوا. هلأ اللي ورا هيك نمر عليهم بقى على السريع. مش على السريع يعني لأنه بس لأنه خلص يعني مطلوب إذا فهمتوا هالأمور كما ينبغي اللي جايين يكونوا هيك بس. بسرعة يرسلها معي. From now on, if you understand the aforementioned matter clearly, the information which is going to come later, which we are going to talk about later in this class, should be easy for you to understand and acquire. And for the English speakers, don't confuse yourselves with the names. So if later I'm going to say this hadith is called munqati', or this is called tadlis, don't feel that you need to memorize those names and it's difficult. Don't memorize them. Don't even know the names. Just understand the meaning. And that would be enough. Okay, let me say that would be okay as the first step. Hada and Israel, do you have any question? القوي بما يشمل الصحيح والحسن ينقسم إلى قسمين متواتر وغير متواتر. يعني بالنظر إلى ذاته إلى نفسه قد تكون الرواية حتى ضعيفة بالنظر إلى نفسها، لكن باعتبار كوئب كان يحتاج هذا إلى توضيح. وأنا ما بدي فوت كتير بالتفاصيل، بس بمحله شيخ محمد الكلام بمحله. بارك الله فيك. لما قلنا الصحيح والحسن الحديث القوي ينقسم إلى قسمين متواتر وغير متواتر، كلام بمحله ما في إشكال. المتواتر هو أصح الصحيح، فلا يدخل فيه الحسن. الحسن بيكون داخل بأي قسم؟ بأي قسم؟ بالقسم الثاني، إلا باعتبار إذا أردت أن تنظر إلى إسناد واحد، فباعتبار ذاته هذا الإسناد حسن، بس بيكون الحديث بسبب أسانيد أخرى بلغ درجة المتواتر، فبيكون داخل بالقسم الأول. واضح ما هيك؟ متواتر. هذا المتواتر ليس هناك حاجة حتى للنظر في صحة أسانيده للحكم عليه بالصحة. When we said that the strong hadith are divided into two categories. Mutawatir, the first category, the hadith which reached the level of tawatur, and the other hadith which did not reach that level. It is clear for you that the Hasan hadith is not in the first level, because the hadith which reached the level of tawatur, this is the most strong hadith. So of course, it would be included in the sahih type, not the hasan type. The hasan pertains to the second type, second group. Except when you want, if you are checking only one narration of a hadith, and as far as this narration is concerned alone, it would be judged as Hasan, for example. But because the text is narrated from other narrations, it is lifted to the level of mutawatir. Then this hadith would be included. But anyway, is sahih. Even this narration is judged as sahih for other than itself. Even with the mutawatir hadith, you do not need to check the narration to classify the hadith as sahih. There is no need for that. There is no need to check the status of the narrator. There is no need for that. Because it is 100% right. It gives you in your heart, without you intending to have that, it gives you a knowledge and you feel certain 100% of the issue without any need to check the status of the narrator. This is why. We talked about that in An-Nasafiyyah, if you remember, in detail. But I think when, yani today, knowing a little bit more about the example which we mentioned, Malik an Nafi' an Ibn Umar, that makes what we said before more clear. And why we do not rely on such narrations to establish the basis, or to mention the basis of our creed. It's not enough to take a hadith which is not narrated by At-Tawatur without being a famous hadith as a proof in the matters of the creed. طيب. بعد في شيء منه مفهوم. Is there anything which is not understood? كيف لكن ما في طريق ثاني ليرتفع إلى التواتر إلا تعدد الروايات. ما في طريق ثاني. طيب الله يبارك فيكم. ناخذ اذا بدكم رياح الساعة حتى نرجع بركي هيك اليوم. اخونا مجدي بيعطي درسه على الوقت, حصته على الوقت حسب البرنامج الساعة 4. Let's take 1 hour to eat and pray, then Majdi's session, inshallah, will be today on time, almost on time, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum.